there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Morehead Mayor Laura White Brown. Laura, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Leanne.
We are here today to talk a little bit about the agenda for the City Council meeting from earlier this week. But before we get into that, there's a buzz on social media with Morehead. The City of Morehead produced a little video, and which came out at about the same time that the City Council meeting happened. And tell me a little bit about what that's all about.
It's been a really exciting few weeks for Morehead. So at the last City Council meeting, we kind of premiered a lip sync video that city employees, local businesses, and organizations were a part of. And what we did was we wanted to focus on something really positive and exciting that showed unity and collaboration amongst the city. So internally, the departments came up with the idea of a lip sync video. It was filmed the day of the fireworks festival. Mm-hmm. So we had that and really had a great turnout. Over 100 people were in the video participating. It really was a positive atmosphere and really fun day and experience.
It was. It was hot, and I was there with my little boy. And
it was very hot.
But they had a good time. There was a lot of local people who brought in their kids to participate and came out, and it was the middle of the day. So a lot of people were at work. There were some MSU people who came down, and it was really a lot of fun. So when we saw the video, it was kind of exciting to see. And I hear that there's some challenges coming in from some surrounding cities that they're going to do theirs too, and that'll be interesting to watch and see what they come up with.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of being highlighted on social media. In the first 12 hours, it's had over 27,000 views, so that's really outstanding.
Mm-hmm. And then that evening that you guys filmed the video was Freedom Fest, which was a big success. A lot of people downtown, a lot of people really enjoying the music and the vendor booths and the food booths and things that were going on down there. Do you have an estimate about how many people came?
Freedom Fest is actually sponsored and facilitated by Downtown Morehead Incorporated. Mm-hmm. So it's more their event that the city kind of gets behind and provides some resources and funding to help with that. I have not heard a number. We were a little worried about the rain, what the weather may do, but there was a great turnout regardless of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of fun stuff to do, Laughlin is open.
Laughlin is officially open to the public. I think the first day that they had their doors completely open, they had a really, really good turnout of people all day long and into the evening. I think the evening hours had over 50 people come in and just use the gym and resources in there. So we're really optimistic about the public turnout with that facility.
What are you seeing people do in there? I mean, to me, it's a big building, and like I had classes back there way back in the when I was in college, but I wonder what, like, can I go in and play basketball? Like,
you
what
can.
Else can I do?
So you can go in and use the gym. You can play basketball. That's completely open to the public. There are batting cages in there, which have been a huge success already as well. There are two racquetball courts open and available to use. There's a room with Olympic-regulated ping pong tables in that you can use. There's also classrooms that someone could rent for whether it's health classes, cooking classes, birthday parties, whatever you would want to use it for, that's available also.
Just a place to gather.
Yes. We have a number of individual instructors who have rented rooms to teach aerobics classes, cardio classes, Zumba, yoga. We're seeing a huge turnout for those as well.
That's really exciting. Now, also Laughlin has started hosting some meetings. And Monday during the day, the Recreation Board, the City-County Joint Recreation Board, met. And you got to be at that meeting. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened there?
Sure. So the Recreation Board was kind of revived in January. Judge Clark and myself decided to put that back together, specifically in regards to Laughlin and what the community wants to see come from that. There was a meeting this week where there was a discussion of how Laughlin's going and the lease contract for Laughlin, as well as where recreation should plan to go in the future, what are resources we need or should work on getting, including a pretty lengthy discussion about property that would provide future growth for recreation.
Mm-hmm. So they're really developing a long-term plan, not just one event or one.
Right. And the board is a really strong group of long-term thinkers. Mm-hmm. And so they've really taken and making that a priority.
Right. And one of the things that you guys are planning as far as recreation go is this Run Moorhead it's a ways out. It's not until September 28th. But tell me a little bit about what this event is going
to
be.
It's a ways out, but it's never too early to start training if you want to walk or run it. It's walker friendly as well as running. Strollers are welcome. We really just want it to be a big event that anyone can participate in. We will have awards for different age groups, gender. We'll have kind of everything covered there. It is a 10K, so it's 6.2 miles, and it will be through Moorhead. Right now it's mapped out to start from Laughlin, go up to Rodburn Park, and then back through the university. So we're really hoping for a great turnout. We'll have kind of an expo the night before where people can come in and gather, get information, and have booths and resources there available also.
Now, this type of thing is something that you personally are interested in, but it's also something that you think it's really important to promote in our community. Why is it such a big deal to host a run?
Running is a personal interest of mine, but I think it also promotes a healthy initiative for healthy communities. That's something I believe in and really get behind and support. Anything we can do to increase the health of our community. Round County was very recently listed in the ARC most distressed counties in the state. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important that we really provide resources and opportunities for people to increase their health and knowledge of health overall.
Right. Now, and speaking of communities, we're going to get into the city council agenda, and you guys had a visitor from the U.S. Census Bureau come in and talk a little bit, because that's going to be happening very soon.
It is. At the last council meeting, Ms. Michelle Vance came. She is with the U.S. Census Bureau. She's a field rep for our county. She gave a presentation on how the city and county can both work towards marketing and promoting census information, get people prepared for it and aware of the different ways that they can contribute to the next census. So the city and county are going to put together a joint committee to help put the information out there.
Hmm. Now, just to back up on recreation, the next thing that you guys talked about really was the splash pad. Sheltowee Falls splash pad was complete back in October of last year. There was a brief opening and then immediate closing just to kind of show people what it was going to be able to do. And we were going to open it up in June, at the beginning of June, and then we found some damage to the water tank. So where are we now with getting that facility open?
Well, I'm happy to report that construction and repairs are currently being done as we speak, actually. We're hoping in the next 2 weeks that those repairs are complete and that we can open the facility in July.
Mm-hmm. And you're thinking like the end of July is when we'll be able to get it open.
Yes, that's the temporary plan. Of course, if it's open sooner, that will be wonderful. But right now, just the end of July is what we're shooting for.
Now, you guys have been doing a lot of updates and stuff on your Facebook page.
We have.
So if you're interested to know if what's happening, where should people look for that?
The Facebook page, Moorhead Parks and Recreation, usually is the first to put out updates regarding that facility or any recreation facility that we have right now. They've been really good about promoting transparency and keeping the public updated on that facility.
Mm-hmm. Now, once it does open, it's still the plan is to be free for the public during the day.
Yes.
Open 6 days a week?
Seven.
7 days a week.
7 days a week, yes.
So you can go anytime, and hopefully people will be able to get to do that the rest of the summer. Well, I know I have some people in my life who are very much looking forward to that facility opening up. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host an evening of Harry Potter trivia, a family fun night to celebrate Harry Potter's birthday. The event will be held at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July 31st. Tickets are $5 for one or two players and $10 for 3 to 6 players. Each team must have one adult. Tickets are available at 859-498-6264 or online at grackentucky.org.
And we're back here on Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and we're visiting with the mayor of Morehead, Laura White Brown. Laura, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking about this week's city council meeting that happens every month, but happened for us earlier this week. And you guys had a report from the New Cities Association. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with that group.
Well, New Cities is an organization that was started back in 2006, and their goal of being put together was kind of a think tank to provide recommendations back to the city about things that people would like to see or have information on. And so at this point, New Cities, they haven't previously given updates to City Council. So we thought that would be a good way to collaborate, ask them to give a quarterly report about ideas that they have. So Toni Hobbs attended the last council meeting. She's on the executive board for New Cities. And she presented some ideas and options. More specifically, how can they aid the city? And so it's really nice and reassuring anytime you have a group say, what can we do to help, or how can we aid you in anything that you have going on? A few kind of top priorities that group is discussing is annexation, specifically in regards to 801. I'm hosting city cleanup days that people can be a part of, and then also looking at an entertainment district for Morehead in the downtown area.
That's exciting. I know that we've got some new businesses downtown that are planning on opening up soon, and I'm excited to see that growth. And there's so much happening on Main Street that it'll be interesting to see how that changes. I assume that's where they were talking about with the entertainment stuff.
Yes, as of now, that seems to be the plan.
Good deal. You guys also honored Tracy Williams, who was with the Chamber of Commerce up until last week, and sadly she has decided to move into the private sector, which is super exciting for her. But you guys were able to take a moment and kind of honor her for her. How long was she with the Chamber?
I believe she was with the Chamber for 14 years. Mm-hmm. She has been in Morehead since she was in college, is what she told us at City Council this week. Tracy is someone who has always been dedicated to this community. She puts community first above and beyond what anyone could ask for. We as a city, as a community, and as individuals really appreciate her time and effort. So we honored her at the City Council meeting by giving her a key to the city to show our appreciation for all the hard work that she has done and I'm sure will continue to do.
Now you guys will need to find a new director. So what are you guys doing for that?
The Chamber has identified a search committee and they have started advertising this week for a new director. There's been a job description that has been put out and so they're taking applications at this time.
How soon do you guys hope to have someone in place? Or
I believe the plan is to name an interim director in the short term, which they're accepting applications for that right now as well. People can contact Valerie Campbell. She's leading the search committee, and she would be able to supply people with that information.
Awesome. All right, you guys at the City Council meeting also discussed some future growth and development. Again, the Hallwood property is still being kind of back burner considered for annexation, and that's over there next to Walmart in that area. What's happening? I know that the last time it was talked about during council meeting, there was a vote against annexing it, and because of flooding issues. So where are we on that particular project?
The county is actually working to fix some drainage on that road specifically in that property. So once that's done, we will kind of look at it again, bring it back to the table to see if it's something that the city wants to annex. When it failed to pass a vote previously this year, the concern was the drainage issue on that road, and is that something that we have the resources to fix or maintain at this point?
Mm-hmm. You did the second reading of a new ordinance that has to do with stormwater quality. The Moorhead Utility Plant Board is going to be in charge of that, but this isn't like an arbitrary decision that someone said, hey, you know, we need to take care of this. This is mandated by the state, correct?
Correct. So there's a state mandate that will take effect, I believe, in 2020. So the city and the plant board is trying to be very proactive and get ahead of the game, put our plan together, get citizens and the community prepared for this. It will also help us be compliant when the state does put this mandate into effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this particular ordinance, it just talks about establishing a fee and how to bill that sort of thing. Just gives them basically it gives Moorhead Utility Plant Board the authority to do that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so after the second reading passed, now that it's on them, they'll handle all that.
Absolutely,
so
they'll have now complete facilitation of that.
Right. Okay, and then we had a couple of things that were related to new business. A couple ordinances, first readings were read that amended zoning maps. The first one is in West First Street, the 700 to 750 block of West First Street. Now, I don't know the city well enough to be able to tell you where that is. What's near there?
It's kind of the area of where the health department is located.
Okay.
The old ambulance service was there. It's more apartments now.
Okay. And what do they want to change that to?
So that zone kind of, we just want it to be more consistent. So a few different things. The health department was actually split into two zones.
Oh.
And so that didn't really make a lot of sense. We are working on digitalizing our zoning map. And so we are really trying to make sure we have consistency when we do that and go through that process. There's also some new businesses that would like to locate in that area that are currently homes. And because it was a residential area, that needed to be amended for that accommodation, as well as there were some language that pertained more to industry, and there was three zones that industry could be in. There was no consistency with that. So we're really just trying to clean up the map as a whole.
But that particular reasoning doesn't necessarily affect the other ordinance change that was
correct.
Read, which is for what everybody in town calls the Big Dig.
Correct.
On 32, mm-hmm. It was a piece of property that was kind of flattened out and made ready. Currently, it's zoned as what?
It was currently in R3, and the first reading that went through last council meeting would change it to a B2, so it would allow for business development in that property area.
Okay. So it was totally residential before.
Yes.
R3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not that familiar with zoning within the city, so I'm trying to figure out what all the different things stand for.
I think zoning is something you can learn something new about it every single day.
I'm sure. But that property is getting ready to be auctioned off.
Yes, it is going up for auction on July 11th.
Okay.
And it's actually split into two different pieces of property, so there's two different options to buy.
Okay. One, I guess by the time the show airs, we will know if that property has sold or not.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those auctions where it will sell for whatever it sells for.
Yes, it is an absolute auction.
So that'll be interesting to know, because there hasn't been any activity in that property for quite some time. So it'll be interesting to see how that moves forward and if anything new comes of that. You guys talked about a little bit of old and new business. And, of course, the emergency services facility, fire and police, new fire and police station has been in talks for quite some time. And you guys are moving forward with the plans for that. So what kind of action did you guys take this week on on that particular facility.
So we put out a request for qualifications this week. We're collecting proposals for architectural services, looking at firms that we can work with to help us with both site collection and also recognizing community needs. So creating a facility that will fit what this community needs in those resources. And the past administration put out an RFP for these services in December, but with new administration and just to make sure we're compliant with our procurement policy, we have put that out again to start the process over.
Mm-hmm. Now, there had been some talk about the property on US 60 next to the car wash.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. the last time you and I talked, there was a deal with the transportation board to purchase that property. Does the city own that property yet?
The city does not own that property yet. At a past council meeting, we passed a resolution to agree to purchase that property. We have not officially purchased it. At this point, we are waiting on the state to grant egress and ingress to the property, I should say. So what we really need to see is what entrances will be permitted, because if we don't have a certain entrance, it won't work for fire trucks to get in and out of that property area.
Now, if the city can't use that for the new emergency services facility, is the city still planning to purchase it?
That's a discussion that city council will have to have. It is not property that can be purchased and resold for profit. It can only be used for public use. That is a deed restriction on the property and the purchase. So the city would have to have a plan and really know what we want to do with that.
Mm-hmm. But you kind of half own it already, because it was part of an agreement that happened like 30 years ago, correct?
Correct. And so that's where the price of the property came in. It kind of was passed between the city and the state previously. And so the amount that we purchased it for was actually a previous amount from an agreement when it was passed the last time.
Mm-hmm. So they kept the price from 30 years ago, which is nice.
Which is very nice. You know, it's hard to find property for development in city limits anyways, but when you find it at a very reasonable price, that's always a good thing.
So when you guys get this group to come in and help find an appropriate facility, this advertisement that you guys put in, it's kind of anticipating that that property might not work. And we may have to look for another piece of property.
Absolutely. There's a lot of mixed opinions on the property. And so the goal is having an architectural firm look at that and say, here's why it does or does not meet your needs. Mm-hmm. Have official site plans as well as compare to other site options.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm thinking about the city of Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not, I mean, it's not like there's vacant lots everywhere.
And there's so many regulations. You know, if you look at the fire department, they have to be in a certain area compared to where their other fire department is located. So you really couldn't move out towards that end of town. You need to be in town. The police, of course, you want them historically in a downtown location. They like to be on Main Street, and it's a good presence to have downtown. So I think the goal would be, you know, to keep them in the downtown area as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough decision to try to make when you're trying to figure out where to put all these people. And it's not like you can just put them in a building that currently exists, because there's giant fire trucks.
That's exactly
multiple
right.
Giant fire trucks.
Finding existing property that has structures on it would more than likely have to be torn down unless a complete remodel was feasible.
Right. And I can't think of any property that might be that.
Especially when you're talking about fire trucks and the size of them.
Yeah. Because they are. Yeah. Yesterday I came out of Moorhead State University's campus. I got caught up in the way that the roads changed directions, because 5th Street and 4th Street switched.
Correct.
For which direction they go. And I was like, oh, I forgot. So I ended up having to do a little circle, which was fine. But when I came out on Main Street, there was a fire truck there. And I guess they had an alarm downtown that was a false alarm. But I mean, it stops everything.
It does. And actually, what they were doing was a ladder truck training. So with their new truck, they were finding specific areas on Main Street where they can turn and pull into to go around the wires that are hanging on Main Street so that there's no electrical current that interferes with the truck.
Oh, wow, because there's places there that they can't go. I didn't even realize there were wires across me. I guess you don't pay attention to things like that unless you're driving a giant truck.
Absolutely. So they're being very proactive in planning for any fire that may come, which hopefully doesn't in the future.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you coming in, Mayor Laura White Brown from the City of Moorhead. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
And always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And that is all the time we have today here on Open Mic. We'll see you guys again next Friday.